just reached MRN Crew Call, presented by Hercules Tires and Grunt Style Apparel. We're currently tying up phone lines and burning through cell minutes to get you closer to the guys on top of the boxes and over the wall down on Pit Road. Thank you for holding. You are now being connected to your hosts, Sammy Joe Francis and Rocco Williams.
Welcome to another edition of MRN Crew Call, presented by Hercules Tires and Grunt Style Apparel. I'm Sammy Joe Francis.
And I'm Rocco Williams.
We have a lot of exciting things on the show, but mostly because it's the first show that it's going to be more girls than guys.
Yes, testosterone is limited today, but I don't mind.
Yes, we've got historical figures in the house. Can we say that?
Yeah, you can.
Because they broke history.
Yes, they did. They did make history.
That's so exciting.
At Daytona. And yes. I mean, very historical race for that regard.
I was going to say, like, if you're going to, you know, make history, it's a heck of a place to do it.
Great finishes in Xfinity Series, in the Cup Series. All in all, it was just a really good race. You know, really close finish. It sucked at one of the young guns in Justin Haley. Could have won the race in Xfinity Series, but just didn't. But like I said, you know, there was a lot of action on pit road. It was a good finish driver-wise, but... You know, we focus on the pit crews.
How do you feel about pit road at Daytona?
Well, pit road at Daytona is unique because it's really not a factor in gaining spots. It's really not an emphasis on gaining spots so much as staying with the pack that you're drafting with. So, and fuel mileage is key. So, I mean, the whole, we're going to get to that a little bit later, and I'm going to show you the difference of a regular pit stop compared to a pit stop at Daytona, because you do focus on how to get the most fuel in a car possible. So when a, you know, and I'll hint to that a little
bit. You're loading in gas cans in the back.
When a stop is over, you know how you drop the jack?
Yeah.
And the car goes? Well, you want to hold back a little bit on a car. You want to ease it down. You want to make sure you get, it's almost like topping off at the gas station.
Oh, well, we'll get more into this.
Yes.
This sounds very complicated.
It can present some issues.
But here's the thing. You have breaking footage, and I really thought you were trying to, you know, Jerry Seinfeld it, because it's like comedians in cars getting coffees. But we're calling it Pit Coaches in Cars with Rocco.
Yes.
What is this?
Well, this is basically, you know, it was a historical event at Daytona. We had two young ladies making their debut in the Cup Series as a duo. Not to mention, we also had the first African-American female tire changer as well. So, I mean, I had coaching a car. We drove down to Daytona to get some, and that's very rare for us.
Did you record the whole thing?
Yes.
We don't have that long for the show, Rocco.
We can't show the whole thing, but we did drive down, and I did have the opportunity to set up the slaw cam, and I picked his brain a little bit about these two young ladies and what makes them unique, the challenges that they've overcome, and why they are.
Other than just this historical weekend.
Yes. You know, this wasn't just a spur of the moment thing or something that just happened. There was a lot of work, you know, blood, sweat, and tears that got them to this level. These girls put in a lot of hard work, and it's so exciting just to see, you know, them reap the benefits of what they've sown. And, you know,
well, let's get Coach Horton's take on it. And then coming up, we have both the ladies here in studio.
Yes.
We're gonna outnumber Rocco. It's gonna be great.
The Killer Bees. Bree. Yes. Squared.
All of that goodness.
All their nicknames I give them.
All right, let's check out the slaw cam.
Brianna and Brianna, they're pitting today. Cup debut, right?
Yep, Brianna Daniels and Brianna O'Leary. And I think I probably said that backwards. But Daniels, I can't get her name right. The other one, I get it right. So
let me find these girls. Did you recruited these girls, correct?
Yep, I recruited Daniels out of Norfolk State.
Yep.
A former basketball player. O'Leary out of Alcorn State University, former softball player. They came through the combine. They have spent the last 2.5 years in the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series. So they've moved up quick. Actually, this is O'Leary's third Cup race.
What did you see in O'Leary and Daniels that set them apart, or that wanted to make you give them a chance? You know, being that they're females, what did you see in them that you thought they might have a legitimate shot at doing this?
Well, O'Leary, you know, she looked a little undersized to me.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that she was a softball player and a softball athlete, you know, I knew that, one, she was used to being outdoors in the hot sun.
Okay.
Two, she was used to getting dirty.
Okay.
And three, you know, you're have to be pretty, you have to have a pretty good mindset, you know, to play softball and be competitive and that whole thing, that whole frame of mind.
What about Daniels?
Daniels, she was a basketball player. I wasn't so sure. Very athletic. She has the size.
Okay.
And that even rivals a lot of males.
Okay.
You know, and but her determination, her determination and her personality, you know, just kind of flowed out. And I knew that, you know, that was a plus for her, but I didn't know how I was going to transcend into being a pit crew athlete. But you know, the trick about keeping your job is consistency.
It's consistency.
You can have all the speed in the world, but you have to make that happen, you know, when it's supposed to happen.
Okay.
And that's where fast changes with that super great hand speed. They struggle with that.
Okay.
So consistency is the key. I mean, you know, you're talking to a pickle coach, so we want consistency. We don't want the mess ups. We don't want the hangers. We don't want the knockoffs.
Yep.
So equally, where O'Leary is consistent and Daniels is fast, they have to strike a balance.
Things happen fast in racing, and if you don't know where to look, you can miss it all. With Legend from Racing Electronics, you'll never miss another moment. Legend gives you live fan vision video, in-car cameras, and stats at NASCAR and other Premier Series events. And the next generation race scanner for unfiltered driver and crew audio at any motorsports event nationwide. NASCAR fans have never been closer to the action. Welcome to the future of the fan experience. Learn more by visiting racingelectronics.com.
You're smart, got your own trucking business, making it happen. What if I told you there is a place online where you could connect with other smart owner operators just like you? It's an online community called Team Run Smart, where people share advice on truck maintenance, fuel savings, healthy habits on the road, and so much more, all to make your business more profitable. And it's all free. Visit teamrunsmart.com today to check it out. You'll be glad you did. Teamrunsmart.com, brought to you by Freightliner Trucks.
Kyle Petty here. My friends at Click and Close, the official mortgage provider of NASCAR, have stepped up this year to support Victory Junction through the Fastest Lap of the Race program on NASCAR Radio. So join our team. Go to clickandclose.com/NASCAR today to donate $43 or more and help us give the gift of camp to children with serious medical conditions. That's clickandclose.com/NASCAR and just look for the Victory Junction logo. Thanks to Click and Close and NASCAR Radio for their support this season.
Hello, MRN crew call.
Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me transfer you to someone who actually cares. Here's Sammy Joe and Rocco.
Welcome back to MRN Crew Call, presented by Hercules Tires and Grunt Style Apparel. I can hardly speak because I'm so excited to have the girls on set, Brianna and Brianna. Did I say it right?
You sure did.
Okay. Somebody didn't say it right.
I never say it right. I never say it right, but we're excited to have you on set, guys, in the studio after such an eventful weekend in Daytona, right?
Yep.
I mean, it was awesome, you know, and I had the privilege to witness that. I think Rick Ware was a little overwhelmed by all the attention that you guys received.
I was happy that they received the attention because I thought for a second we were going to see, you know, the usual suspects in races, you know, you focus on the drivers first and all that. But I was really happy to see that they got the credit, which is so deserved.
In Rick Ware racing, they don't typically run up front, so they kind of get lost in the translation of the race. So, you know, it was cool to see a team like that, a smaller team, really outshine a lot of some of the other stories out there.
Hey, I'll take that.
And a lot of that can be credited to these young ladies here today. I mean, describe how that felt. I mean, were you excited? Were you nervous? I mean,
there was a lot going on. Honestly, I was excited, I was nervous, and I could barely move around there. So,
what about you?
I was excited, but then when we got there, that weekend was a little overwhelming. So when the race actually started and I finally got to calm down, I think that's when I got to like enjoy.
Do you think it was overwhelming because there was so much attention, or was it overwhelming? What was overwhelming about it?
I think the attention, just because on a normal race day, you know, we go about our normal business and get ready. But this day it was, you know, this and that. But it was cool.
Oh, yeah. Like when it was time for me to put on my fire suit, like the cameras had started there.
Yeah.
Like walking over to the pit stall, like there was photographers trying to get photos when we were walking there. He was clearing the pathway because there was a lot of people walking around. So people were looking like, what's going on here? Like, Am I missing something? Ladies? Who are these?
But
so this is video from this weekend.
Oh, yeah. That was this weekend, you know, pre-race. And, you know, the teams do, and pit crew members do get a lot of attention before the race. But, like I say, it was...
Not like this.
I mean, y'all had the New York Times there. Y'all had NASCAR Productions there. Black and... I mean, you name a magazine, you name a publication, they were there to watch you guys. And that was exciting for you guys. But at the end of the day, y'all have been doing this for 2.5 years now. There comes a point when you have to block all that out and focus on your job because... Not only were they there to see you make history, they wanted to see you perform.
Yeah.
And you had to do
pit stops. The haters wanted to see you fail. Exactly.
Definitely. Y'all were pitting in between two top front-running cars from Stewart Hall. So, I mean, the pressure alone there. Not to mention at Daytona, you don't usually pit a lap down there. So you're pitting with the top dogs, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that there was at a point where you had to flip the switch, right? To really focus in on doing these pit stops. And how did it feel after your first pit stop? I know it's nervous the first one, but I mean, was there like a sigh of relief after that first one or what?
Yeah, after my first pit stop, there definitely was a sigh of relief. I'm like,
okay.
We can
now
do this.
There's some of those jitters out the window.
And the stop was actually good. Like, you don't understand.
Whoa, why do you sound so shocked?
No, because...
Yeah, yeah. Wait a second.
Right.
Because I'm just being realistic, you know, when you're working with a team like that, the car might not be set up to do fast pit stops. You don't know if the tire is going to fall out the way it should. You don't know if the car is going to get up in one pump or two pumps.
Things you can't practice.
That's stuff you find out on the first stop. So it's not just them being nervous. I'm nervous before every stop when I can't check the car prior.
With the added magnifying glass that was on you, ladies.
And you're pitted between two top cars with Stewart Hall. So I think you had Almirola in front of you, and then you had Kurt Busch or
I can see
Clint Boyer
eyes.
Behind them.
We don't know who was in front behind. We were focused on our car.
I really wasn't paying attention to them. So.
But they were paying attention
to
you.
Yeah, they were.
Anytime you guys were pitting and they weren't, I mean, all heads were over the wall looking at you guys, and I was just really proud of what you accomplished, you know. You stayed within your lane as far as you did what you practice every day.
Yes.
What roles do you guys have?
So we're tire changers.
Yep.
Okay.
We're responsible for making sure those lug nuts, you know, come off, five on, and making sure those wheels are on tight.
Yep.
We don't have any loose wheels, you know, rolling down the track.
Because that's paramount at a place like Daytona. Big track.
I was going to say.
You don't focus on speed so much, you focus on loose wheels, right?
Yes.
So you even...
That would have been bad.
How do you do that? How do you make sure the lug nuts are tight compared to other racetracks where maybe loose wheels aren't such an issue?
I almost slow down my on pattern.
Yep.
Just to make sure that they're on.
Yep.
And
yep.
not coming off.
Same thing with me and using those Paolis, you know, we have to slow it down a little bit.
What are your time parameters as far as going on that you like to live in? What do you think?
I don't really keep up with time. Do me, you know.
Well, I have to say, you did look at about a 1.0 to a 0.9 coming off, and I would say you looked like a 1.2 going on.
Yeah,
I'd
say there's a big difference going on.
Yeah,
you know, and slowing that down, but that was cool.
Making sure they're tight, you know.
Y'all didn't have any loose wheels, right?
No.
No.
We didn't get any callbacks.
She was like, no.
We didn't get any callbacks.
Right.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if you guys got a chance to see Coach Horton's kind of evaluation of you. Did you see that?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, O'Leary.
That's me.
Yes. Yeah. You're consistent, but he said one of the interesting things, which I know you guys just saw that, he said because you came from a softball background, you were used to being in the sun, which is huge.
Yeah.
You're used to kind of being dirty out there because softball is not clean.
No.
And there's a mental toughness to it. He said the difference between you guys is consistency versus speed. How do you guys kind of work with each other to, you know, make each other even stronger?
Well, us just going against each other in practice, that helps.
Of course.
Yeah, we always, like, we're against each other. Like, we're, you know, we help each other get better. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
it's
us going together.
It's a healthy competition.
Yeah, it is
just
healthy,
between
yeah.
us. That, right. Like, without her, I don't know, you know, if I'd be where I am just because of that.
What right. made you get into this sport?
It was random. Random. I was literally on campus at Chick-fil-A, you know, eating, and this lady came up to me and told me about, you know, NASCAR, the pit crew coming to our school, and I'm like, what? What is the NASCAR pit crew? Because I didn't even know there was a pit crew.
Mm. Right.
And I was like, what is that? So I just know about the cars, you know, going fast, and then she showed me a video of a pit stop, and I was like, wow, that's fast.
when I did it, because it was kind of the same situation. They came through my school. I didn't know what I was doing.
Who is they?
NASCAR Diversity. Okay. Coach Horton. Yeah. Coach Horton had come through, and my strength coach was like, I want you to do it. It's competitive. And I was like, well, what am I doing? He said, well, I don't really know. It's a workout. So I said, okay. And
those,
here I am.
Those workouts, by the way, they're not light workouts.
Could
like,
be deadly.
Let's do some jazzercise.
Could be deadly if you're not used to it.
They are crazy workouts. Yeah. Believe me, my body was aching.
You experienced it.
Yes. A week after she killed me at the combine.
And let's talk about your practice. And you said, you know, you push each other. How has practice evolved for you guys as you prepare for the races? I know your first time, it had to be different to
Wait,
how it is
Wait, let's hear about
now.
The first time.
Yeah.
And then fast forward.
How has that evolved? Like the way you handle practice, being at Excalibur, being at Diverse, at Rev, and your practice, like, is it easier? Is it more focused? Or how has that evolved from day one to now?
You know, the more times we practice, the better we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
The more weight room sessions we have. I notice with me, like,
Do you practice a lot? Like,
yes.
How often? Like, well, emphasize that, because I feel like you guys put in a lot of work to get to where you are now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We do. We practice a lot, and definitely, you know, including those weight room sessions in.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have that balance.
Yes.
I know with me, I've been lifting a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been getting quicker, faster. My tire pulls are stronger.
Yep.
It's all in the guns, right? Well, you can see them on the screen.
Oh, man. Yes, the magic of TV. You know what else is really tough?
What's up?
This Ridge wallet.
Ooh.
Have you heard about it?
Ooh.
Let me tell you more.
It's fancy.
Yeah, it is. So you know how there's a lot of wallets that are bulky.
Yes.
Usually that's what Rocco is rocking.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a minimal front pocket wallet designed to let you ditch your bulky traditional wallet. The Ridge wallet is slim, RFID blocking, and lifetime guaranteed. It's the last wallet you'll ever buy, so it's a good investment. You can get 10% off today with free shipping worldwide by going to RidgeWallet.com. That's RidgeWallet.com, and use the promo code RACING. Ditch your bulky wallet today and get the Ridge at RidgeWallet.com. We'll be back with more MRN Crew Call right after this.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-242-1706. 800-242-1706.
The race weekend doesn't have to end with the checkered flag. Carry the action over into Monday with MRN Motorsports Monday, presented by Outback Steakhouse. Log on to MRN.com and join veteran broadcaster Woody Kane and NASCAR spotter Joey Meyer as they review the race weekend and debate the biggest stories of the week ahead. Plus, some of the biggest names in the sport stop by to talk the latest topics. Make Monday your new favorite weekday with MRN Motorsports Monday at noon Eastern or anytime on demand at MRN.com.
NASCAR Today Midday is your NASCAR source on and off the racetrack throughout the week.
It's so peaceful to get out in nature and just sit in the woods and watch the deer and bird.
Typically on our runs, there's a lot of conversation for 25 or 30 minutes, and then it gets quiet because you're sucking wind. But on the bike, especially at the racetrack and stuff, they're pretty easy rides.
Keep up with your favorite NASCAR stars each weekday on NASCAR Today Midday here on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hello, MRN Crew Call.
This is Kyle Larson. I'm calling to speak with...
Hold, please.
No, wait. Don't put me on hold.
Ha! We don't do drivers here. This is MRN Crew Call. Here's Sammy, Joe, and Rocco.
Welcome back to MRN Crew Call, Girl Power Edition, presented by Hercules Tires and Grunt Style Apparel.
I like that.
You can be part of our girl power.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm in touch with my feminine side, you know, so I'm totally comfortable with that.
I wanted to get back to your training, because who has helped you develop? What coaches have you worked with?
Coach Phil Horton, you know, shout out to him, because if it wasn't for him.
A friend of our show.
Yes, we wouldn't be in the position we are today.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the NASCAR Diversity Program,
mm-hmm.
Drive for Diversity Program.
So when you told your families this is what you are going to do, what were their reactions?
Excited. My dad definitely was excited because he was always like my number one fan in sports.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like another opportunity for him to be cheering me on and bragging about me. So he was excited. And my mom, she was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. She was a much more understated response.
Yes.
Yeah, I made my dad a little nervous. He's like, what, Brianna? I need to see some videos. And I showed him the footage. He was like, you want to do this? Oh, girl, you scared me. But, you know, I'm proud of you, baby girl. He said, I know you're going to do a good job, so.
Have they been to a race?
Not yet.
My dad got to see me in Iowa. He lives in Iowa now, so he got to see me at the truck race.
I met him there.
So, yeah, he was so excited to be there.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was proud of him. Proud That's papa, awesome. Proud papa. Yeah.
So when's the next time we will see you on the Cup Series? Do we know yet?
Not yet. Okay. We're independent contractors, so we kind of find out. We take it day to day.
I thought you were going to say independent women. I was like, yes, honey.
That too. That too. But yeah, we find out like the week of, you know, we're doing that weekend.
Right.
I'm missing my first races this weekend. I'll be in L.A.
Since you started? Wait, are you big-timing us now? You're like, listen, no, now that I've had cameras follow me around, I've got my own reality show.
Yeah, I'm missing this weekend, so.
All right.
Shout out to JP Motorsports as well.
Yep.
You know, I hope they have a great race.
Hey, well, take some time now as pit crew members to analyze yourself. Analyze what you do well and what you can improve on.
Because we heard what Phil said about you. From your own perspective, what are your strengths?
What are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? Some things that you want to clean up.
My strengths are speed, of course, quickness.
What do you mean by speed as far as people who don't actually understand exactly what it is you do?
Yeah, like my job being a tire changer, the speed, like running around the car, dropping down to that wheel and just like hand speed. And I can be more consistent. It's just, you know, me. Like
so once peaks and valleys, you'll have a good stop. And then you might have one where you're hitting a few extra.
Yeah, I'll try to get too ahead of myself, and I'm like, all right, now, let me bring it down. Because, you know, slow is
because the muscles
sometimes.
Get in the way.
Sometimes, you know, I'm like.
That humble pie is around the corner. Yeah, you know, it brings you back down to reality.
What about you?
I would say, like, my consistency on lug nuts is there, but what I need to work on maybe is my hand speed, but more so my getting up and running around the car. Sometimes that slows me down the most. That's where I think I lose the most.
What do you mean? How do you get up and run around the car? How do you want to get up and run around the car? What are you working on? Is it just
Are you talking about popping
quicker?
Up?
Quicker, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to get up quicker. It's because sometimes I like sit all the way on my feet completely flat, so getting up takes me a little longer than it should.
Instead of having your toes curled underneath you so you can get up and make that explosive
movement.
To
be fair, having your feet flat is much more comfortable, but I get it
in a speed
scenario.
Yeah.
You got to go for quickness.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, that's things that you can work on, and I feel like you guys did really well. Describe your first pit stop, your second one. Because Daytona, you did, I think, four total? Or was it? How many stops
did you jump? We did eight.
Y'all did eight?
We did a lot.
Well, you had crash damage, correct? You got.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe like seven.
I know at least we changed tires at least five times.
A lot. Yeah, a lot.
And that's
rare. I was out of breath.
Yes.
I quit counting.
I would say what I noticed about you ladies is that you're used to doing ARCA races. You're used to doing truck races, and the races are a lot shorter. And I think you got a big big taste of big-time cup racing because it's about
stamina.
200 more laps.
Yeah.
And about another hour, an hour and a half longer, and in the heat. Yes. And could you feel a difference?
And Daytona heat.
Yes, with the humidity. Could you feel a difference
crashes.
After?
Ooh,
yeah.
The third stop or so?
Yeah, especially, you know, after we roll up our hose and we stepped over the wall, I'm like breathing like, I'm like, dang, y'all, I need some water.
It is a difference, you know, and I feel like the more cup races you do, but also that you did experience that you can tailor your training to increasing that endurance, that mental focus that it takes to do a full cup race.
What was the best advice that you got going into this, going into the Cup Series, first pit Cup Series?
Just to treat it like every other race, to be calm and patient and just do what you've been doing.
Yeah,
it worked.
It's the same five lug nuts. Yeah. You know, on a cup car, it's the same five lug nuts
off, five on
any other car.
Yep.
All right, you have something else that we wanted to analyze, and we want to get your take on this, ladies.
Well, yes, at Daytona, like I said, you have the emphasis isn't on gaining spots, as you guys know, right? It's all about getting the car feel full, and you really want to change. I don't know if you're taught this, but
getting
I know.
Getting your car full.
Getting the car full of fuel for the long fuel.
All right, just to clarify.
Fuel. The long fuel runs. And like I said, you're taught, and you might have heard this, when you're at Daytona and you do a two-tire stop or a four-tire stop, you ease the car down, correct? And normally when you just drop the car, when you drop the car, the driver
the
goes.
Yeah.
He's gone.
They're out.
But a Daytona is unique because they ease the car down and they want to make sure the car is at maximum capacity. You know, so it eases off and you can get in trouble sometimes doing that.
Oh, wow.
But it came to a head this week with the 5-man pit stop and Jimmy Johnson. As we can go to the
teleprompter. See if you can get over there with your leash.
You're going to see this. You know, it's a perfect example of how this can get you in trouble. And
if we can cue up that Jimmy Johnson video, there
yes.
we go.
You're going to see Jimmy's right here in the first pit stall. Not only is he in the first pit stall, but notice the front, how close it is to the line. And you cannot fuel the car with the car outside the box. And you look.
Oh.
But notice, the gas man is doing nothing wrong. We're taught this as crew members at a race like Daytona to walk and run with the car. You're taught that, to run with the car, to make sure that even as the car is moving, you're still fueling it up, to make sure you get every ounce of fuel in that car as possible, because it's so important there. Mm-hmm. They would even go as far as they would have a guy stand here, so the guy could run, and if the gas can was stuck, they would stop him from going, leaving out the box, and having equipment leave out the box.
What penalty did he get for that?
He got a pitting outside of the box. I mean, pitting the car while it's outside the box. Notice, see, look, it's done here too. See how he's running?
Yeah. Okay.
The difference is Jimmy came in hot and he was too close to the line. You're going to see on an example here. You're taught this at Daytona. See how the car is dropped? The gas man is still fueling as long as he can. Mm-hmm. Car is dropped, gas man runs with him. You do this at your super speedways in all tracks where fuel sets the precedent. The only problem is it will get you in trouble if the driver too long. And this is something crew members never really paid attention to, mm-hmm. you know, because the fact of the matter is that never was a problem before. But with the Hawkeye system and the way that they're, you know, they're looking at our pit stops with a fine line, you know, and they're combing through it. That is an issue where the only way that you're going to fix that, I feel, is one, don't slide in your box.
Okay.
You know, one,
noted.
Don't slide in your box. And the second time, you're going to have to get your fueler to recognize when your driver is close to the wall, as soon as he engages and the car drops, he's going to have to disengage sooner. And that just goes against everything that pit crew members were taught.
When especially you're at, for our super speedway.
Especially for the fuelers, because the fuelers, that's what Ray wrote, made your stock rise as a fueler. If you could run with the car while it was leaving with the gas can in your hand and get every ounce of fuel in there, you were a valuable fuel man. But I feel like now, with that happening the way it did at this race, more attention is going to be paid to that. And you're really going to have to think a little bit more as a fueler that if you see your driver is too far, you can't do what comes natural
right.
to you.
You're
what you've
have
been
to
doing.
Fight what you've been
you're
going to
have to disengage very quickly, you know, because you're going to have to start thinking about these penalties a little bit more because they're emphasized so much more.
Well, luckily, they don't have to worry about that part. I do wonder because, you know, in sports, you have to have a mental toughness, which clearly both of you ladies have plenty of mental toughness. But have you ever been on a pit crew where something goes wrong and you've got to fight the urge to just throw up your hands and be frustrated and in your feelings about it?
Yes, it's funny that you said that because I remember one time, actually it was me and Brianna, our first time pitting together. We were in Toledo, Ohio. This was my,
our second race, I think.
It was? I don't know. I don't remember, but
right.
we were working together. Our crew chief kind of got frustrated because, you know, our driver had pulled in and we were like trying to figure out what's wrong with our driver's radio set. And we were like trying to figure out like what was wrong with it and we didn't know, like. And then, stuff didn't go good from there.
So how do you rebound from that?
We did all that we could do, you know, worked as a team. And
we were like,
You know, he kind of got frustrated. We got frustrated. And eventually he was like, you know, you guys, I'm so sorry for the way I responded to you all. You know, you guys are doing a good job.
The resiliency. Yeah. All right. Well, we have more with Bree Squared right after this.
The killer bees.
That's right.
Citywide to countryside, whatever you drive, wherever you go. Hercules Tires has the value, selection, and industry-leading warranty to get you there, no matter where the road takes you. To learn more, visit HerculesTire.com. Hercules Tires, ride on our strength.
Grunt Style.
The American fighting spirit is in everything we make. We are 500 patriots and veterans strong, bringing clothing manufacturing back to the United States of America. Always moving forward, never retreating, never giving up. We are Grunt Style, and this we'll defend. Get yours at gruntstyle.com.
When the smoke settles, the entertainment never stops.
Maybe I'll run my retirement tour in the Truck Series.
On race weekends, your favorite NASCAR personality is an everyday superhero.
Kyle Busch wins at Dover.
But when they leave the racetrack, they're just like everyone else.
It's me in the Truck Series. People don't like it. You know, I'm stealing candy from a baby.
I'm Susie Armstrong. Join me on a daily journey as we discuss the hot topics and engaging personalities of NASCAR Nation. Ned Jarrett's World of Racing, weekdays on the Motor Racing Network.
Hello, MRN Crew Call. I'm sorry, Mr. France is currently on another line. Let me connect you to Sammy Joe and Rocco.
Girl, but you were just going in, though.
Dang.
I did
girl,
not know you
uh-uh,
right
uh-uh,
now.
Girl.
Oh, my
uh-uh.
God.
Get this, girl.
Stop. You always doing this. Oh, my gosh. Lord have mercy, you better stop, girl. Oh, not the shoulder work. No, baby. Oh, Lord. Are you done yet? I'm ready to go. Dang.
Girl. Mm-mm, girl.
Uh-huh.
Go get this girl.
Oh, that is... Well, I can tell you this. You got the best moves on pit road because none of the guys are doing that. I don't even think they know what it is.
I can do it.
Let's oh, we'd love to see you do it. Come on, drop the beat.
Oh, I can do it.
Where's the video?
No, let's not make this about me.
Oh, no, let's make it about you.
What is that? What was that?
That was the Shiggy Challenge.
The Shiggy Challenge.
The Shiggy Challenge, yes.
All right, so if you're on the Twitter, there's a hashtag that is in my feelings and Shiggy Challenge, and it's a lot of people doing this dance. So we thought we'd have you rock it out. We're waiting on your video.
Keep waiting.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be also waiting on this.
Yeah. I agree. You did well. I mean, I can see now why you move so fast around the car, girl. You know, you had the little shoulder work going.
Gotta have that.
That's right. As if you couldn't see it before when she flexed on him.
A lot of personality.
That's right. There's a lot of personality between the two of you.
No,
we
there
really
is.
Really appreciate you being here.
Yep. Absolutely.
We're happy to be here.
And y'all are roommates, right?
Yes.
Oh.
So you guys, as competitors, I remember y'all used to hate each other, right? Y'all were competitors. You didn't like each other a lot. And then when did y'all stop liking each other?
Did you see him stirring the pot right now?
Because y'all thought y'all were better than each other, and I really think y'all were beefing. And then all of a sudden, when did it take? When did that change? And you became one team, one dream.
You know how girls are. We started hanging out, you know.
Yeah. Hot noodle challenge, I think, was another one you did.
Oh, yeah. Never done that again.
Bree. I don't even know what that is.
You have to go to Bree's Instagram.
It's like the hottest ramen noodles there is, I guess.
We have to order them online. You
really?
Can't even find them in the stores now.
Yeah, y'all want to do it? I have some.
No,
yes.
I don't.
Because
we're
not using those packs.
I was crying, and my nose is running, and...
Our producer Daryl was definitely like, we should do this on
we
the
should
show.
Do it on the show for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Cry. It would be a fun mess.
So what's you guys never have downtime away from each other? You guys live together, you work together,
we practice together. Yeah,
only when we had our jobs outside of NASCAR.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, we would go like 4 or 5 days without seeing each other. I'm like, Bree, I haven't seen you since last week in practice.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'd get ready to go for practice, and I'd be like, I haven't seen you since last practice.
So are you doing this full-time now? I know you guys are independently contracted, but do you have those other jobs now?
I haven't worked at that last job in like a month.
Mm-hmm.
I've been so busy with NASCAR.
Yep.
Did you quit or did you just stop showing up?
Oh, no. Don't get me fired now. I just told my managers, and they're working with my schedule. So
that's cool.
Shout out to them. Top Golf.
Oh, all right.
After this week, I really think some big-time pit crew coaches took notice. So don't be surprised if you get some attention from some other major ball players.
So you're off from the race this week. Where are you this week?
I'll be in Elko for the ARCA race.
Okay.
With Natalie Dicker.
Oh,
all right.
Oh,
well,
girl power.
MRN is back with coverage for the Truck Series for the Buckle Up in Your Truck
225, and that is at Kentucky Speedway. Are you going to be there?
Yes, I will be there.
Are we going to have more slaw video?
Yes, we will.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. Thank you, ladies, for coming in. You're so much better than this one.
Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah,
thanks
for having us. Thank you. We'll see you next week on Emmer and Crew Call.